Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Violence.
Hi, and welcome back to Pop Rocks Radio. I am your host, Bijan. Today, we'll be hearing from Wesley Fuller, Richard X. Heyman, and of course, no episode would be complete without a song from my favorite band, 2020. Here's another new single from Mark Valentine's upcoming release, Basement Sparks, which is coming out on Wicked Cool Records later this month. This is Tyrannical Rex. That was 2020 with Leaving Your World Behind off their self-titled debut album in 1979. That is considered by many to be one of the finest power pop albums ever recorded. If you're a fan of the show, you can probably guess that I agree. Welcome back to Pop Rocks Radio. As always, this is your host, Bijan. Lots of great stuff coming your way today. Kicking off this next set is a song from the Uniboys off their Buy This Now album released last year. The album was produced by the D'Addario brothers from the Lemon Twigs, and it's start to finish a great listen. Here is 2 years.
listening to Pop Rocks Radio.
Was The Innocents from their excellent 2006 album Pop Factory. Before that, we had the new single from Wesley Fuller. That was The Velvet Affair. If you're a fan of the Material Issues show on Facebook or YouTube, and if you are not, you need to get on that. Those guys are great. They did an interview with Wesley on their show yesterday, and you can find that in their archive. I'll put a link to their show page in the description.
I thought about this quite a bit, sir, and I would have to say, considering what's waiting out there for me, I don't want to sell anything, buy anything, or process anything as a career. I don't want to sell anything bought or processed, or buy anything sold or processed, or process anything sold, bought, or processed or repair anything sold, bought, or processed.
This is the title track off the 1998 album Cornerstone. This is the great Richard X. Heyman. Been a tough week for the music world and the power pop community in particular. On March 11th, we lost Eric Carmen, not only a hugely successful solo artist, but a founding member of the seminal power pop band Raspberries. For many, the Raspberries song Go All the Way was a shot across the bow of bloated and self-indulgent rock of the day and recalled the tight melodic perfection that people miss from bands like the Beatles. Here's a song off their 1973 release, Side 3. This is Raspberries with Ecstasy.
Wait till I get
Another loss on March 11th was Carl Wallinger. He is best known for his band World Party that had a few alt-rock hits in the late 80s and early 90s. This next song is one that really opened up my top 40-minded brain, having grown up in Spokane, Washington. I remember seeing this video, and I got goosebumps from the chorus, and nothing has changed as I listen to it today. This is off 1987's Private Revolution from World Party. This is Ship of Fools. More music to come here on Pop Rocks Radio. Stay tuned for Autographs and the Gripweeds. But first, a word from our sponsor. But as you know, we don't have a sponsor, so it's really just a word. I'll keep it short this time, though. Simply put, buy your music. Okay, I'm done.
And now for something completely different.
A couple of weeks ago, we played a song from this next band, Hollow Horse, from Glasgow. I've been just thrilled to have been turned onto their catalog, and also been really fortunate to have a little back and forth chat with Kenny from the band. On top of everything else, just really nice guy. This is from their 2005 album, Beggar's Town. This is Forget the Girl.
Yeah.
Was the Dolly Rots off their latest album Night Owls on Wicked Cool Records. That was Night Owl. If you haven't already, check out that album. Just an embarrassment of riches and great songs on there. Before that, we had Bay City Rollers with the song Elevator off their 1979 album of the same name. This album came after the band had parted ways with their singer Les McEwen, and Duncan Fora came aboard as both singer and songwriter. They took a more rock and almost new wave direction, and I think that song is probably one of the best in their entire catalog.
Well, duh.
This is the Lunar Laugh off their latest album, In the Black. The album came out in October, but from what I can tell on their Facebook page, they may have already broken up in November. Not sure what happened there. At any rate, this is a pretty great song. This is Born Weird.
Something borrowed, something that you need.
sitting this one out for a while, with the covers over our head, asleep with ourselves. Influencers you follow will fall out of style and wind up as dust collectors on a shelf.
Something we can call our own. The only objects left untainted.
That was the Gripweeds with The Shape of Things to Come off their 2021 album, Dig. Before that, we had Autographs with their 1978 single, While I'm Still Young. Just a quick shout out to the Radio Indie Alliance, who will be posting the Pop Rocks Radio Top 10 list each week. Many thanks to Mark over there for bringing us on board. You can follow them on Facebook at Radio Indie Alliance. All right, off his latest album of the same name, this is Brad Marino with Grin and Bear It.
You broke my golden rule. Never to fight.
That was Cupid's Carnival with You're So Cool off 2023's Rainbow Child. And with that, we have come to the end of another episode of Pop Rocks Radio. Join us next time when we'll have music from Great Buildings, Sloan, and the Pop Cycle. Playing us out today is the Wellingtons off their 2008 album Heading North for the Winter. This is Come Undone. This is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
You look good with a smile wiped off your face. She's a